Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2LZ, hi, Jeff.
N2OYQ, good evening, Jeff.
KD2AIT. This is KA3TFB Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Good evening, Jeff and crew members there. Bill from Wexford calling in through the EchoLink system and standing by.
Okay, there's four right off the top, so we'll start here with George. N2PFM, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff, Jack, and Wexford, and everyone else from outside in Watson here, where the temperature is 14 degrees, and we're 8 inches of snow fell today. It's just about over. The stars are out now, and that brings a total now of 86 inches here on the season. And the high was 27 last midnight, and temperature's still falling. I'm supposed to fall down to zero tomorrow. Looking forward to my visit on Potato Hill tomorrow with Ray. I have some work done and stuff. And that's about the situation right now. So everything else is quiet. Computer's working all right and all, so thank God. Okay, say God bless, 73s. And 2 p.m., I'm clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, I don't know what we got for a total, you know, here in Boonville, but it sure feels like it's about a foot of snow. It stopped snowing here for the time being anyway, and hopefully it'll clear up here for a few days, so we got enough here for a little while. But all right, George, well, thanks for checking in. Glad everything's working, and you have a good evening and a good trip there tomorrow to see you. All right, this is KD2AIT. We'll now move on to KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Everybody on board. Good to hear Dan there. Say hello to Dan. Don't hear him too often. And, folks, we got Ray, George. I'm not sure of the station now on the Echo Link there. But anyway, hello to everybody. Yeah, downtown Liverpool here, we're just about 8 to 10 inches. And, I said, brought our total officially up to around 75 inches so far this year, but that was midday, so it's still well past that. In fact, the last I looked at it was still sifting lightly, but for all practical purposes, it's finally kind of quit. And my plow guy, he came in, a friend of mine, and plowed my driveway, and I think within about 2 hours, you couldn't even tell he'd been here. So, 73's all around. KA2, that ends up. Back to you, Jeff.
All right, Jack. Yeah, we've gotten our fair share of squirt this year, haven't we? Well, our plow guy didn't come by until about 4:30 or so, and at that point, it was still coming down a bit, but it was the bulk of it already hit us here, so we got a little bit left in the driveway, but it's kind of good just to have like an inch there to keep the driveway nice and tacky for the car. So, but anyway, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, Jack, and maybe we'll catch up with you there in Octane later. All right, let's move down to or up to N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, at WSLNS this evening. You guys had a chance to get in here tonight, so hope everybody's doing well. And right now here, I think last I looked out, it was light snow out there, but it couldn't stop by now. And it's supposed to get cold tonight, tonight, I guess, down to, possibly down to zero, I guess. But at least it ain't 10 or 20 below. That's a plus. And, yeah, tomorrow's another day, and there ain't been too much going on here. I went to the doctor, stay in Watertown. Kidney doctor, well, my appointment was supposed to be a month ago, but I had to cancel because of the weather. And this morning I got up, well, I heard that the weather was going to be stormy today. I said, oh, no, not another. Can't say, but anyway, that took my chances. It was all right. It was all right. And the roads were snow covered and separated, but we made all right with the four-wheel drive. And then when I got back, just before Cowball was down here on Route 12, I'm running around to say it was a wall. On one side, it was snow, but that wall, it run into a really heavy snow. So I didn't have to drive too far in the heavy snow, thank God. So, but an hour later, my son had to go to Lava, and it was snow pretty hard there in Lava, too, so. Okay, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. Until IQ.
Okay, Dad. Well, I bet you guys must be getting your maple equipment there, maple syrup equipment, ready here, I would imagine. It's not going to be that much longer.
Yeah, he's thinking about it. He's been working on the shed and stuff, so it won't be too long until I kill him.
Well, that just makes me think of spring. All right. Well, thanks, Dad. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, over to Wexford, Pennsylvania, KA3TFB. Bill, good evening, on the Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
Roger. KD2AIT in the group. Jeff and guys, hello there from Bill in Wexford, Western Pennsylvania, KA3TFB. And we're calling through the Echo Link system, and in appropriate time, we'll be signing off. We found this morning a good 5 inches of snow in a layer of ice on top of it, and Bill took his trusty snow shovel, and we made a path to one car, and we made a path to the second car, and lo and behold, we had to take 15 minutes to get the ice off different things. So we're back in a chill here, 23 degrees in Wexford, Western Pennsylvania. We're going to go down probably into the low teens, and the next 2 days will be even lower than that. We don't think the snow will melt until next week, and then we're expecting another storm here in the western Pennsylvania area, perhaps Sunday. Unknown how long this will last. I would rather be cutting grass than shoveling snow. And Jeff and the group, God bless everybody and their families. I'll give it back to you, KD2AIT. This is KA3TF and a B, and we will be signing off at appropriate time. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in with us there, and sounds like you got a little bit of snow there yourself today, and yeah, I hear you. I would rather be cutting grass or having a bit of heat. You know, you don't have to shovel heat or rain, so it'd be nice to have something like that. But all right, well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good night out there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Ice Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, it's been a work day and a work night, and that's just the way it is. Anyway, nothing else to really report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WA2U.
WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff. I'm surprised I'm making a repeater. I'm expecting probably pretty noise. I'm hearing the repeater, but the antenna is about 5.5 feet off the ground out here in the backyard. It's on one of the sticks that holds in our garden, holds up one of the trellises. But we've taken the antenna down because we're moving up north on March 13th. So It's in a very compromised position. The antenna's in back of the house here. I'm able to hear the repeater, but I'm surprised you're hearing me at all. I mean, I can walk out there. The base of the antenna's actually zip-tied to this wooden stick out in the garden. So, a little dual-band Comet antenna, I think that's what it is. All right, I'll turn it back over here in case I'm talking to myself. Just wanted to say good evening. WATU.
Well, John, you're coming in fine here. You got a little bit of bacon brine in the background, but nothing nothing major. You didn't break up at all. So, yeah, you're doing fine. March 13th, huh? It's not much longer. I'm glad you guys will finally get up there, and hopefully some of the snow will be out of your way before you, you know, packing and pulling the moving truck.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have our contractor has a fallen upon his truck, and then we have somebody else that does plowing. So, Nanaimo was up there the other day. They had to plow a path over to the pole to put up a new light. We had a light up there, but they replaced it with another one. But so, lots of plowing action. But anyway, thanks for the report, Jeff. Thanks for doing that, WATU.
No problem, John. You and Kathy have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
Good evening, Jeff, and 5AOW.
WV2RUQ.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. Well, I suppose you got enough snow up there now to get that snowmobile out. What's going on?
Somehow, Jeff, I had this feeling that you were going to mention that. Yeah, I went out yesterday with some hot water and got the skis unfrozen from the lawn, and the track was free, so that worked out pretty good. Then I went out with the dog and took a little ride, and, you know, just around the area and came back again. And a little while ago, I just got back from plowing and getting some of that done. I'll tell you what, all told, so far, I don't know if it's still snowing or not, but I had areas that were coming off the lake almost 3 feet, I guess. But I think the average probably was anywhere from 14 to 18 up here.
Oh, see, you actually ventured outside. I haven't done that yet today. Matter of fact, I don't think I've gotten out of my slippers all day today. I've been working here behind the computer all day, so it's been, not been able to get out. But I'm looking out there, and my sons went out, shoveled off the deck, and I was watching them there for a little bit. And, yeah, it looked like it was about a foot of snow here. So, yeah, it sounds about right. Well, I'm glad you got out it and got that snowmobile, removed from being frozen to the ground. Had a good trip out there with it. All right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. WV2RUQ, good evening. I guess you guys got some snow down there in the Hudson Valley, too. It's my father, John, there in Echo Lane. Go ahead.
KD2AIT, WV2RUQ. Yeah, we're currently 29 degrees. Most of our heavy snow probably stopped around noon. It's been spritzing on and off, maybe a little later noon. All total, I think I'm not going to do the driveway till morning. I don't have any reason to. I'd say when I walked out to get the mail with the boots on, probably about 14, 15 inches of snow. So it just fell, you know, straight down. There's no blowing or anything. So. And it's all fluffy snow, too, amazingly. We're just in that zone where it's a dry snow. So I'll knock that off in the morning. I just had things I had to get done today, so on the computer, too. So and that's about it. Throw it back to you, WB2RUQ.
Well, I'm glad to hear you guys got a little more snow than we did for a change. All right. Well, yeah, the for those of you out there, the Echolink... a little scratchy tonight. My one antenna I had up here on the side of the roof fell off, so it's horizontal to the ground right now. I'm so close to boom of a repeater, it doesn't seem to matter, but it's messing up the Echolink here. The antennas are just aren't polarized here together or something. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's causing a little static here. So I'll have to get that fixed here tomorrow, get that dug out of the snow and straight back up. The temporary setup until the spring. Alright, well thanks for checking in there, John. You have a good evening, and hopefully we can get the snow thawed out up here so you guys will venture up for a trip. Alright, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. You must have had a fun drive. Wasn't Wednesday's one of your auction days?
Yep, but they only had one new vehicle that I hadn't already seen last week, and they didn't allow me to open the bidding on any of those. They tried to start them all too high. So I figured no sense in going since I've already seen the vehicles. I can bid online. So that's what I did. I stayed home, and needless to say, they didn't accept any of the bids this week either. They're playing the game, trying to get top dollar, trying to get almost retail for vehicles wholesale, hoping that somebody online will jump in. But we got 12 degrees up on the hill here. I would have checked in sooner, but they got American Idol on louder than my in the net. So luckily I heard some chatter during a commercial break when I muted the TV, so I grabbed the radio. Over.
Well, okay. Well, at least you got out there anyway without any hitch. I know the snow was a bit of a problem there on some of the roadways anyway. But, all right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in and keeping an ear out for us there over the American Idol. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Dan, Bill from Wexford, John, Bill, John, and Ray for checking in tonight. Good net tonight. And I'd like to say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, indeed, it is a great net. 73s to all. KA3TFB, Bill and Wexford, QRT, good evening, and signing off, the EchoLink system. Good evening.
KOJ for Octan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octan currently being held on the 145.17. Any stations limited air traffic?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
This is KC2WI. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. I have KD2AIT Jeff, KC2WIP, and KC2NBU Ray. Anyone else rocking?
This is M2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
M2WBX, Dennis, thank you for checking in. Jeff, I didn't give you the Octan report for January, have I?
Negative.
Okay, and I know I haven't given it to Pete, so I'll make this a book of two here. because I've already given it to Dennis and Ray. Is there anyone else wishing to sign in the archive?
And 5AOW.
And 5AOW. Thank Bob. Thank you for checking in. And what else? Okay, KD2AIT, ready to copy?
Roger.
KC2WI? KC2WI, ready to copy?
Go ahead.
Okay, common parts, routine. KA2ZZ, 10. Liverpool, New York, 701, break. January Octan report. Stations. 849, I say again, stations 849, traffic 285, say again, traffic 285, sessions 31, 73 break, Mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octon, and as a comment, anyone needs phones? If everyone has that traffic is 285 and the stations are 849. End of common.
Roger, copy.
Okay, KB2AIT, yours would be message number 135.
135, affirmative.
And KC2WI 136.
WI Roger.
Okay, I thank you folks very much. There's a couple more. I think we've got just about all of them here on this repeater, so very good. Has anyone heard, any of you folks up here heard how Clint KHVLA is doing?
Roger. He's doing all right. He just, had his 90th birthday party, although his birthday isn't really till, I think it's this weekend, but he's doing good.
Okay. I have some traffic for him, so I'll probably be calling him here the next day or so.
Roger that. He's usually on for the net there at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, you're very good. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Anyone else wishing to sign in that time before I go back to 1-7? Okay, here's nothing. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is correct.
K2AIT, KC2WI. Hey, what's going on, Pete? Forgot all about that. When was the birthday party? It was on Super Bowl Sunday there. It was like 1 o'clock. Yeah, I remember that. And now, I rode over to Osceola to Cedar Pine on Saturday and, you know, for the world record attempt and back. And Sunday, I just got a work, and I just, you know, that's what I did Sunday, and I just kind of forgot about anything else. I know, wasn't there, I don't know if you had that on Facebook or sent an email or something, but I remember it now, but boy, until just now, I had totally forgotten about it. Yeah, I know they sent out, you know, cards about it. I don't know if it was on Facebook or not, to be honest with you. But that's all right. You know, you can't make them all, and it was Super Bowl Sunday, so there were some people there that just couldn't make it because of the event going on that day. Yeah. Well, see, to me, Super Bowl Sunday is a good day to go snowmobiling, or when I used to go downhill skiing, because you know things get quiet because people go and go home early and watch the Super Bowl and all that stuff, and I could care less about it, so, you know, it's a good day. I know Friday I went into Lowellville, right towards the end of the day I had to pick up a computer, and and yeah, I had to pick up a computer. I can't remember. Anyway, I think that's what it was. And I'm not sure why I made sort of a special trip. Maybe it wasn't to pick up. Maybe it was something. I don't know. But I was going to stop at Walmart, and, you know, I just had a few odds and ends, and I pulled in that parking lot, and I said, no way. And, I mean, it was, you would think it was, I don't know. I mean, it was just jam-packed. It, like, they had a 50% off sale or something. And I stopped over to Hooper's to pick up the computer or pick up a check or whatever it was, and I, you know, made the comment. Judy said, well, Sunday is Super Bowl. Of course, I didn't even know. I mean, I, you know, wasn't paying enough attention to know when it was. And so everybody's in there stocking up. And then she said also Saturday was the first, so, you know, people